We're not trying to write. When I was a little kid, and the cereal industry was trying to grow, they'd have like little contests. Like you could turn in things to win prizes. Like write the best jingle for Wheaties you can in 25 words or less. This is not such a contest. But at the same time, I had a professor. I had a history professor in undergraduate school, college. And I had double major, and this one professor was notorious for just wanting length. He would just like scan stuff, and so seriously, people would soak their hands in like hot water before his tests to help them keep from cramping up. And people had developed, you know, bizarre stylistics for like blue books. We always had to use blue books, and they'd write real big, so I have like 5 words on a line. So they'd turn in like for one test, like 2 or 3 blue books. Short is good. I mean, short is good as long as it's thorough. And I think the questions, you know, as you all know, you know, I'm not telling you anything you don't need to know, but always make sure you go back and look at the questions. I mean, there aren't any freshmen in here, but if it says give at least 3 examples, you know, make sure you give at least 3 examples. I mean, I think it's more of those type things that are going to, you know, probably irritate you more, because you'll look back and say, oh, my, you know, I just didn't read the question well.